Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
A histamine is a natural substance produced by your body and located in tissues throughout the body. In an allergic response, a harmless allergen stimulates the release of antibodies, which attach themselves to masked immune cells. When histamine is released from the mast cells, it may cause one or more of many allergic symptoms. While having some good properties, released in ERA, histamines can make many miserable with allergies, from hay fever to allergic asthma. Although incorrectly released histamines have made folks miserable forever, the properties of histamine were first described in 1910 by British scientist Henry Dale and P.P. Laidlaw. Most have heard that histamines cause allergic reactions. But how? When a person is allergic to a particular substance or allergen, such as a food or house dust, the immune system mistakenly believes that the harmless allergen substance is actually harmful to the body. In an attempt to protect the body, the immune system prompts helper T cells and mast cells to release histamines into the bloodstream in error. Excess histamines create histamine intolerance that increases vascular permeability, or the ability of fluids to leak through capillaries into the tissues. This fluid release creates symptoms of allergies, including sneezing, coughing, runny nose, congestion, nasal passage swelling, difficult breathing, wheezing, stomach cramps, and itchy, runny eyes. Histamines also increase blood vessel dilation, which causes decreased blood pressure, increased pulse rate, and wreak havoc in constriction of the bronchi in the lungs, which manifest as asthma. To stop histamine allergic responses, antihistamines are often used to inhibit these allergic response symptoms. Antihistamine medications work by attempting to prevent the released histamines from attaching to histamine receptor sites and thus help to fight allergy symptoms caused by an allergic reaction, but often with unwanted side effects. Histamines are also released as a neurotransmitter. Histamine neurons in the brain increase wakefulness and prevent sleep. Antihistamines taken which cross the blood-brain barrier produce drowsiness, fatigue, and even memory and cognitive issues in the brain. Newer form antihistamines are designed not to cross the blood-brain barrier and thus do not produce drowsiness or fatigue. As a note, antihistamines in cough remedies have been found to be ineffective in most cases, and avoid using the old form antihistamines with children. Suggested is taking vitamin C daily to stop formation of histamine. Add MG beta glucan and NSC24 or NSC 100 extra strength ammunition glucan, or the great NSC ammunition allergy formula that nutritionally helps to minimize or eliminate unwanted histamine release by helper T cells, both addressing the cause rather than allergy symptoms. Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com.
Super Save Ammunition NSC Gold Multiple Vitamins are 40% off at $11.97. You save $7.98 per bottle. NSC Gold Ammunition is an all-around multiple vitamin together with essential minerals and enzymes. NSC Gold is designed to provide energy, improved immunity through nutrition, and a boost for your entire body. Make NSC Gold a must daily because today is the first day for the rest of your life. To order, call 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997 or go to NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we close, please pray for all those with health issues. Your health is precious to him and us. Join us here weekdays and learn more at NSC24.com. Or just call NSC at 888-541-3997 and ask for my free health gift to you. Go in good faith and remember, when you can't, beta glue can.